It is that time of year, this new year. We make resolutions about things that we want to do better, more of, just differently in the new year.
Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg says that also makes it the perfect time for a wine-related New Year's resolution. He joins us with suggestions. Hiya, Scott.
Hey, Hillary. Hi, Dimitri.
Hey, Scott.
So is your first suggestion just have more wine?
double your intake.
That's always my first suggestion. And you know what? That's a pretty easy resolution to keep.
So one of the resolutions this year does involve two countries, specifically Spain and Portugal. Why?
Right, because I think these two countries are going to be the it girl of the wine world in 2015. I think Chile's had its moment in the sun, so is Argentina. Of course, we remember New Zealand and Australia. But now I think it's really time for Spain and Portugal to step up. You've got a lot of young, ambitious winemakers who are making fantastic wine, integrating new wine techniques in with some of the traditional grapes, and this is, I think, going to really be their year.
The wines you really like from this part of the world, you might think are going to cost you a lot. They don't. Tell us about them.
They don't. No, not at all. And let's start off with one that I think is just a fantastic value. You know, so Grenache, right? It's a very ubiquitous grape. It's used in a lot of French red wines in the Rhone region, but it's also a lot in Spanish wines where it's known as Grenache, like the 2013 Quo Grenache from the Campo de Borja region of Spain. Now, this wine has it all. Scents of spice box, cherry, plum aromas, beautiful nose. It's just beautiful soft flavors of cherry, dark strawberry, black fruits in the mouth, little hint of baking spice linger on this mid-bodied finish, $10.
Wow, that's something
right?
We can do.
Absolutely. Now, there's a resolution that'll be easy to keep.
So life is always happier with bubbles, Scott. So why don't you talk about drinking more champagne?
Well, you know me, every single year, now this is not a new resolution for me, every single year I say, I'm going to drink more champagne, and I fall woefully short of this goal. And it's because, you know, you get home and you open up a whole bottle of champagne, and you got to drink it, I mean, and otherwise it goes flat. And you just don't do that. I mean, at least I'm not, you know, coming home and drinking a full bottle of champagne every night. So if I did, I probably wouldn't have the radio show. So enter in a quarter bottle. 187 milliliters. So imagine a champagne bottle cut into fourths. And it's a great way. There are four fun examples of a quarter bottle champagne, like the non-vintage Nicolas Fouet 1-4 Blue. It's for $12. The non-vintage Laurette Perrier Brut. That's for $13. You get a non-vintage Moët Chandon Imperial. $14. So these are all affordable. And then my favorite is the non-vintage Moët Chandon Nectar Imperial Rosé, because you know me, I love rosé and bubbles, $21. It's a great way to enjoy champagne, and it's easy to drink a quarter bottle.
Scott, we hope you have a great new year, and of course we're going to have many, many more Wines of the Week here every Friday, so thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri, and happy, healthy new year to you and Hillary.
Happy, healthy, Scott. Thanks.
Scott Bye-bye. Greenberg there. He's syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. You just search Wine of the Week.